Managers of the Shawamigan Nicolet have been taking comments on what they call a travel management plan for the forest. The managers say they're not closing any roads, just making a map that shows roads and trails where motorized vehicles will be allowed. Hunting groups are worried that hunters will be kept out of some prime land and recently asked the DNR to speak up. This week, DNR Secretary Matt Frank wrote a letter to the forest managers. Frank says one request is that good hunting access be maintained.
We have too many deer. We've been managing for a number of years to reduce our deer population, which is important for any number of reasons, including it's important for a healthy forest. Too many deer make it very difficult for the forest to regenerate.
Frank says the DNR supports closing forest roads where it benefits the environment and wildlife habitat. He says he realizes the Forest Service is trying to balance a lot of uses for the Shawamigan Nicolet. Forest Supervisor Jeannie Higgins says the hunting picture is not set in stone.
We have to produce a map by January of 2009. That map will be updated every year. We will use the first year as an education tool to reach out to hunters to understand if there are areas or roads that we should consider and evaluate as to whether or not they should be put on the map and available for hunters to continue to access.
Higgins says during a just-ended comment period about the travel management plan, the Forest Service heard from 400 people, including many who are worried about losing access. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.